Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton mixdown checklist for drum and bass. Fast, hands-on, no fluff. I'm going to walk you through a reliable, repeatable workflow to get your mix club ready. Proper gain staging, bus chains for drums and bass, low-end coherency, parallel compression and saturation tricks, M/S moves, and final master bus guidelines. I'll give you practical device chains and recommended settings you can paste into your live set right now. First, session prep. Before you touch sound design, organize. Create groups for drums, bass, synths, FX and vocals. Color code them, label them clearly, and set up sends and returns for reverb and parallel compression. Put a utility on the master or lower the master fader, so your peak meters sit around -6 dBFS. That headroom prevents your bus processing from gluing prematurely and preserves dynamic space for mastering. Now let's talk gain staging and referencing. Use clip gain or utility on each track to set sensible peaks. Aim for kicks and snares around -8 to -6 dBFS per channel, percussion a bit lower, and combined bass peaking around -6 to -3 with the sub itself never clipping. Bring a reference track into the session and match perceived loudness with a utility, so you can compare punch, tone and dynamics. Drum and bass is aggressive, you should always be comparing. Drum bus chain, applied to your group drum stems. Start with utility for phase checks and temporary mono monitoring. Flip phase when a layer cancels and set width to 0 occasionally to test compatibility. Next, EQ 8 to high pass non-kick elements. For hats and perks, put a vintage style HB around 200 to 350 HE on a full drum bus. A gentle HP at 30 to 40 HC removes sub rumble. Then insert drum bus for character and transient shaping. Try drive between 1 and 4. Transient up to +10 to +30 for more attack, and boom +1 to +3 sparingly for body. After drum bus, add glue compressor on the group to tie the kit together. Use a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack in the range of roughly 4 to 15 milliseconds. Faster for tight jungle breaks, slightly slower for rolling DNB. Release on auto or around 2 to 500 milliseconds. Target 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction in energetic sections. Finish with a gentle post-compress EQ, a small dip between 200 and 400 HE if boxy, and a wide high shelf of 1 to 1.5 dB around 5 to 12 kHC for presence. Parallel compression is essential. Create a send return named drum parallel. On the return load a compressor, nut glue, set heavy, ratio between 6 and 10 to 1, attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 50 to 120 ms, and push it until you get 6 to 12 dB of gain reduction. Bring that return in around 10 to 30% depending on taste. This fattens drums without killing dynamics. Kick and sub relationship is critical. Keep kick and sub on separate tracks. On the sub track, low pass around 80 to 130 HC and mono it with utility width set to 0. Monitor the sub with spectrum or an analyzer so you know the fundamental. For pumping, sidechain the sub to the kick with compressor external sidechain, ratio around 3 to 6 to 1. Attack 5 to 10 ms, release 80 to 160 ms, ducking around 3 to 6 dB each hit. For the mid bass or growl, split the bass inside an audio effect rack, chain 1 handles sub with a low pass and mono. Chain 2 is mid-bass with a high pass at around 120 HC, saturator for character, then multiband dynamics or compressor for control. This keeps the sub glued and the texture alive. On the bass bus, use M/S techniques. Put EQ8 into mid-side mode to preserve low mids in the center and add width harmonics on the sides. Don't boost below 700 HC on the side channel. A subtle side shelf of +1 to 2 dB above 3 to 5 kHC can add perceived width. Saturate the mid-chain lightly. Drive 2 to 6 with soft clip or analog clip. Dry slash wet around 20 to 40% for parallel warmth. Use multiband dynamics to tame the low band with light compression and tighten the growl region with slightly more control. Reverbs and delays live on send returns. Create at least 3, a short plate for snares and claps with decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 20 ms, and a low cut at 200 to 400 hz, a long atmosphere reverb for pads and tails with low pass around 3 to 5 kHz and a high pass around 300 to 600 hz, and a ping pong delay for fills with tempo sync times, feedback between 20 and 40%, and a low pass at 4 to 6 kHz. Always pre-delay snares so the attack stays front, and sidechain your reverb returns to the drum bus with a compressor to keep tails from muddying the punch. Stereo and phase checking is ongoing work. Frequently set width to 0 on groups and listen in mono. If energy collapses, Find phase cancellation on layered tracks. Solo two layers, flip phase, or nudge their start timing by 1 to 10 milliseconds using track delay. Use spectrum to identify where energy stacks up, especially between 40 and 120 Hz, and fix the loudest problem first. That order is important. Transients, then sub, then mids, then top end. On the master group or a dedicated mix bus, keep processing light. A surgical EQ8 can remove a muddy resonance with minus 1 to 2 dB cuts. Multiband dynamics can tame problem bands gently. Glue compressor at about 1.5 to 2 to 1 with a medium attack, and a target of maybe 1 to 2 dB of reduction keeps things coherent without crushing dynamics. Optional gentle saturator is fine at low drive. Limiter last, ceiling at minus 0.3 to minus 1 dB. Aim for an integrated loudness target around minus 8 to minus 6 LUFS for a club-ready mix, but leave headroom for mastering. Now, common mistakes and quick fixes. If the low end is too wide, mono it. If layered drums cancel, invert phase or nudge timing. If you hear mosh from reverb, high-pass the returns, add pre-delay, and sidechain the reverb to drums. Don't apply saturation across the whole mix bus. Do it on specific buses or parallel chains. This audio version is shortened for playback.